You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
One woman every 90 seconds. That's the rate at which women worldwide lose their lives during pregnancy or while giving birth. To bring attention to this and other maternal health issues, Amnesty International hosted a forum this week at the University of British Columbia. The forum was titled Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. Dr. Farah Shroff was a panelist on that forum. She teaches in the Department of Family Practice and the School of Population and Public Health at the UBC Faculty of Medicine. She's also author of the book, The New Midwifery, Reflections on Renaissance and Regulation. Red Eye Collective member Manuel Schulte spoke with her earlier this week, and he began by asking her about the state of health for the world's mothers.
1,000 women are dying every day from pregnancy and childbirth complications. That's a really high number. So it's not very good news. It is good news when you compare it to about 10 or 15 years ago when there were even more women dying. But that's basically 1,000 women too many dying every day from pregnancy and childbirth. Most of the women are living in sub-Saharan Africa. So out of the 1,000, about 570 of them live in sub-Saharan Africa. The rest of them live in South Asia, the Middle East, and about five of them live in countries where income is high for the average population. That means that about one in every seven Afghani women have a chance of dying from becoming pregnant or having a baby, and about one in every 2,800 Canadian women have a chance of dying from becoming pregnant and having a baby. So the disparities are enormous. And the really good news about this area is that it's completely preventable. Preventing these deaths is totally possible. The United Nations has recognized that. The World Health Organization has recognized that. And they created some goals back in the year 2000 that said by the year 2015, we're going to reduce the maternal mortality rate by three quarters. Unfortunately, they're not doing as well as we could. The figures are still too high.
And what specifically are women dying of?
They're dying primarily of four things. The biggest one is essentially bleeding, hemorrhaging. So women are basically bleeding to death during childbirth, largely. They're also dying because of unsafe abortions. And that's directly related to the fact that in many nations, abortion is totally illegal. So they die of hemorrhaging and bleeding, obstructed labor, infection, high blood pressure. And those are the clinical things that they're dying of. But it's really, really important every time we talk about women's health and really health in general to talk about the social issues related. So why are women dying? They're dying from gender discrimination. They're dying from social, cultural, legal, economic, and logistical barriers that deny women life-saving health care. Really, that's the reason why. Because all the technology exists to stop these deaths. The solutions are actually quite simple.
Now, the G20 conference was recently held here, and the Canadian government said that it wanted to make maternal health one of its priorities moving forward. What do you think of the Canadian government's current commitments in that regard?
For somebody who's been working in women's health for decades, it's a celebration. The year 2010 is going to be looked at in the future as a really, really important year for women's health. We have arrived as a movement in bringing these issues to the forefront of governments around the world. There was a really important conference that happened this year besides the G20, which was called the Women Deliver Conference. That happened in Washington, D.C. Many countries were there as well. We've just had a lot of coverage on these issues after years and years and years of trying to get the world to listen to the fact that women are dying of preventable issues. We're finally getting some airtime. So that is a real celebration. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of genuine caring for women coming from the Harper government. The Harper government has cut services to women here. They aren't really at the forefront of doing anything good for women. So it's hard to see that that's an authentic gesture towards women's lives at all.
In terms of the policies that they've proposed, do you have any specific criticisms about them?
The mainstream media has done a pretty good job of covering this, and I spoke to the CBC about this myself. But the big criticism is that while the Harper government said it wanted to provide maternal health services to women in the South World, it didn't want to include abortion services. And what we know around the world is that there are 80 million unwanted pregnancies every year. Just think of that number. That's more than twice the population of Canada. 80 million unwanted pregnancies every year. And again, these figures are probably an underestimate because these are really hard things to collect data on, and so they're typically underreported. So from that imperfect data set, what we know is that about 45 million of those 80 million unwanted pregnancies end in abortion. And of those abortions, about 20 million of those happen in unsafe conditions, largely because abortion's illegal, so women have to go to whatever means that they have at their disposal. And sometimes that means that they're taking a knitting needle and placing it inside their vagina and trying to pierce their own uterus. So that usually ends up in a woman dying as well as her fetus. So without really entering into the moral debate of whether abortion is a good thing or not, I think a very, very practical approach simply states that 13% of the women who die every year, of that 1,000 women a day, those women die and their fetuses die of unsafe abortion. That should be reason enough to provide abortion services.
And how is the government responding to the criticisms that it's received?
I think this is a pretty clear strategy on the part of the Harper government to reopen the abortion debate in Canada and to use third world women as the testing ground for denying abortion and then coming right home and saying, and now we're going to ban abortion in Canada too. There's a really right-wing moral imperative that's coming from this minority government that we have, the Harper government, that is really dangerous, considering that we know about 75% of Canadians are in favor of women's right to choose abortion as a form of contraception.
What do you think the policy contributions of the Canadian government should be towards maternal health?
There are so many great things that Canada could contribute to improved maternal health services around the world. One of the celebrations that we've had in our country since about 1993 is the inclusion of midwifery in state-funded health services. And our education programs have been applauded as a leader in the world. These are things that most Canadians don't know, that we are leading the world in educating midwives. We have four-year degree programs where students learn only what it is to help women give healthy birth. And because 85% of pregnancy and childbirth experiences around the world are healthy, normal events, midwives are learning the science, the social science, about the psychology and the sociology of what it is to give healthy birth. And that is a really good thing for Canada, and that's a wonderful thing to try to export around the world. Unfortunately, we currently have a shortage of midwives, and we need to deal with that. We also have a terrible situation in our province right now in BC, where we started a midwifery program at UBC some years ago, and it's been staffed by really competent faculty members, and we've graduated some students, very, very small number of students, unfortunately. But we've graduated students, which is great. But funding for this program is in jeopardy. But at this juncture in the history of midwifery education in BC, we're at a bit of a crisis because the program has basically stated that there isn't enough funding.
And I guess in terms of maternal death rates, having a midwife present makes a big difference, does it?
Midwives are one of the number one solutions to solving the problems around the world. In terms of maternal mortality. Women are dying around the world partly because they don't have skilled attendants. So a proven solution has been to train midwives and give them adequate hygienic tools to work with, and also to teach them when it is important to transfer care. So that's been proven. Egypt, Honduras, various countries around the world have severely reduced their maternal mortality rates, significantly reduced those rates, by simply doing that, by providing transport to healthcare facilities, by providing trained professionals, usually midwives, and by making clinics and healthcare services closer to people.
aside from, say, midwifery, what other major factors are there in terms of improving maternal health?
There are lots of things that we can do to improve maternal health, but specifically when it comes to just dropping that maternal mortality rate, the promotion of the health of women during their pregnancy is really, really important. So while a woman is pregnant, making sure that she's getting enough food to eat, treating any infections that she has, just making sure that her overall health status is good will make a massive, massive impact. Around the world, fatigue is probably the number one women's health problem. So women are just working all the time. And particularly when we're pregnant, it's not a good thing to be going on a consistent amount of lack of sleep. And so rest and proper nutrition and good health care during pregnancy is really important. Another thing that is a very simple intervention that makes a massive difference is drying and wrapping newborns. Keeping a newborn warm in the first month after they're born can really help. What we know about infant death is that most infants, two-thirds of infants, die within the first month of their life. So everything that can be done in that first month is really important. Very, very clearly, breastfeeding is a huge, huge help in that regard. Early and exclusive breastfeeding has been shown to save the lives of babies around the world. And it's actually also good for moms. The research on breastfeeding is comprehensive and conclusive. Breastfeeding is best. Best for mom, best for babe. So campaigns to really, really encourage social norms that say that breastfeeding is good are great. One more thing is preventing, detecting, and treating infections. All through the world, particularly in the South world, infections, airborne, waterborne, soilborne, lots of types of infections are rampant. So treating and detecting and dealing with those infections is really helpful.
And you mentioned that it's important for people to push these issues. What things can they do to push them?
As Canadians, we have so much power. We have so much power to try to convince our own governments to spend up to the 0.7% of our gross domestic product that we have already committed to spending. Canada, along with lots of nations around the world, made a promise that we would spend 0.7% of our gross domestic product on aid. We haven't come close to meeting that target. So Canadians can put pressure on our governments to actually spend the money that we've promised to spend. We can put pressure on our governments to include abortion services in global maternity services that we do provide. We can put pressure on our governments to understand the importance of abortion as a right for women and as a way of preventing death. And it's important to just keep talking about these issues and to really make differences in the lives of Canadian women as well, because we have enormous disparities in the health of our own women by dealing with poverty and stigma and racism here. We could do a huge amount to improve women's health here, and it's really not that different around the world. Poverty and sexism are the two things that really, in the end, are the social roots of women's health suffering, their morbidity, as well as women's mortality, the death of women.
That was Dr. Farah Shroff in conversation with Red Eye Collective member Manuel Schulte. They were speaking about the state of health for world mothers.